Okay, let's go. Daf mem hey amar alef. Daf mem hey amar alef. Boy minay.
Where is that?
Masech de Shabbos. Boy minay reish lakish. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. 12 lines from the top. Boy minay. Shloim me not going to put on the picture. I like to look at someone. You give me some distraction here. Put on the picture. What about the laws of muksa? What happens if you go and you have wheat that you put in the ground? So what's the shaila? It's muksa. If you put wheat, kernels of wheat in the ground before Shabbos begins, you are setting it aside. You're pushing it out of your mind that you don't want it to use this on Shabbos. And what about eggs under the tarnagolas? You want the egg to become fertilized. And once it becomes fertilized, it then becomes forbidden because there's blood in the egg. But at this moment in time, the egg did not yet become fertilized. At this moment in time, the seed of wheat did not yet take root in the ground. And now on Shabbos, you want to retrieve this seed and you want to take this egg and you want to eat it. Do we say that since when Shabbos began, Bein HaShemashos, you were Maktzia Midaitoi, you pushed it away. You pushed it away, B'shtei Yodayim. Do we say it's no longer fit Mao? Do we say ki less late Rabbi Shimon Muksa? It's a beautiful sugya. Rabbi Shimon is always the one in Shas that's known to be the one that says there's no such thing in the world as Muksa. Maybe even Rabbi Shimon admits.
That's a misnomer, obviously.
Right, because he does hold. We did learn yesterday that Rabbi Shimon holds as Muksa machmas mios. Right, we learned yesterday that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is one hechatims of Muksa. His son, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, he was the one that was the most lenient. Right, we go all the way back to the previous sugya. Dichli b'yadayim. When you push away b'yadayim. So here is that sugya. Here is the sugya. We learned if we go back to memdalad amen aleph. We mentioned Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says chutz min haner hadoylek b'shabbes. Rabbi Shimon said the ner is actually lit on Shabbos. Then you're not allowed to derive benefit from the oil, but kovsa. When it goes out, mutu l'taltala. Aval kois uka'orav ashoshis lo yazizim imukoimam. Then we have a machloikis. When it says the kois uka'orav ashoshis, is that going l'fi Rabbi Shimon? Or is that going according to Rabbi Yudah? We had a discussion exactly with the shita of Rabbi Shimon when it comes to muksa. Einachem, let's see this element of muksa now in this piece of Gemara. So when Rabbi Shimon b'yochan nechidim shazon b'karkov v'beisur shtachas ha'gadim let's ma'al ki less Rabbi Shimon muksa heichad d'chai b'yodayim. Ava but heichad d'dachya b'yodayim is lei muksa. Do we say lo yishno, it makes no difference. Omar lei, so he responded, ein muksa l'Rabbi Shimon el shemen shebener b'shah shu doylek hoyel v'chukso l'mitzvasoi chukso l'isuroi. He does not hold of muksa, period. The only exception is Rashi. These are very complex words to translate. And he probably, Rabbi Sholimin, can give us on a Shabbos morning in Rabbi Kahn Shul. I love how he sits there and he holds court. Hundreds and thousands of people are surrounding him. The M'shoyse Batsama Devarov, as he gives over beautiful Torah. And he says over here, Hoyel Huxel Mitzvase L'Shabbos. These are the words of Rashi, among many Rishonim. Since the oil has been set aside for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, you make a bracha. When a woman lights candles, she makes a bracha. Asher kedushan b'mitzvah sevitzivanu lahalik ner shel Shabbos. Chuksa li'isuroi, isur kibui. Now what does that mean? What is it? Is it mitzvah or is it isur? What is going on? Oh, both? So here in my Gemara, we have the benefit of the Oiz V'Hodr edition. There's an Oiz Hey. See, in my day when I was in Yeshiva in this Gemara, we didn't have these Gemaras. So you read these and even the words were not so clear, so you just gloss over it. If the Rebbe tells you a pshat, fine. But here it makes everything super complex, because here in my Gemara, there is a letter Hey, takes you to the Hagois, Nira, Ditzarech Leimar, V'Huksa Le'isurai. Okay, there's a major nafgamina if you goyres, if you have the vav or you don't have the vav. If you have the vav, then they are tzvei dinim. Hoyel v'huksa l'mitzvasai, v'huksa l'isurai. They are tzvei dinim. Number one, it's a mitzvah. Number two, it is iser. What's the iser? So Rashi tells you, The Isser is Isser Kibui. If you take out oil from the Ner, you're Oiver on Isser D'Oraisa of Kibui, of extinguishing the fire. Now, is that D'Oraisa or was that Medrabanan?
No one's talking about taking out oil. We're talking about if he potentially moves it, it may blow out. No one's talking about taking out oil.
Shemen Shebiner. No, we're discussing the Shemen. The Shemen Shebiner.
We're talking about him moving the candle.
No, that's not what it says. No. Look what it says. Read the words of the Gemara. Ella loy doidima loyshna amalai ein muksa l'Rebbe Shimon. Ella Shemen Shebiner. The candelabra is not muksa. There's no din bustis. There's no muksa. All of these things that we are familiar with is going according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Shemen Shebiner while it's burning?
Yes. While it's burning. Because why? Because since this Shemen, if you were to remove it from the receptacle, the fire will burn less than ordinarily would. So that is a abizrayu of kibui. Is it kibui d'oraisa? Is it grama of kibui? Is it kibui d'rabanan? I don't know. It's not a kibui d'oraisa, because taking out the oil and it's going to burn less is not. That's not the melacha d'oraisa of kibui, but it borders on kibui because it's going to burn less than ordinarily would. So it's a kibui midrabanan or an abizray. It's a toilada of kibui. However you want to phrase it, being that it involves an iser d'oraisa, that's why the oil is muksa. Now, if you say that, what do you need the first part of the Gemara to say that? What do you need the first part of the Gemara that it says that it's huksa, it's muksa, l'mitzvasai? Just the isur is sufficient. So does the Gemara mean to say that you need, according to Rabbi Shimon, a combination of two reasons? Two strikes is only what can achieve muksa, but one strike is insufficient. Or does the Gemara mean to say, no, there are two independent concepts. One without the other would be sufficient to create a din of muksa. All of this is subject to debate of what Rashi means to say if you are goyres the word v'chuksa li'isurai. But if you're not going to be goyres the vav, and you want to go say hoyel v'chuksa li'mitzvasai, chuksa li'isurai, so then it seems to be saying is that the mitzvah is what creates the iser. And what does that mean? Since the oil has been set aside for the mitzvah, this is what creates a din of huksa li'isurai. What does that mean exactly? So I want to explain the pshat. I don't know if it's correct. This din of kibui is not a real kibui. Because if you take out some of the oil that's burning in a receptacle, that's not kibui d'oraisa. And who even says that's kibui midrabanan? It's a grama. Taking away some, I'll give you a raya that it's mutter. Are you allowed to open up the front door of your home on a freezing winter day? You should be forbidden, because when you open up your front door, it's going to bring cold air and come into your home, and that's going to cause the boiler to go on, or it will cause the boiler to go on longer than it ordinarily would. So how then are you allowed
like
to open
like refrigerator.
Refrigerator? How are you allowed to open the refrigerator door? You're going to cause to go. So the answer is, it's not at this moment. That's the basic answer. The basic answer is that it's a grama. It's a davar she'ena mischavein. It doesn't necessarily have to happen. These are a complex collection of reasons that we string together to come out with the result that you're allowed to open your front door on a freezing cold winter day and open the refrigerator and don't pay attention to what's really going on inside of the refrigerator. It's mutter. The same thing, when you take oil out of a ner shel Shabbos, big deal. That's not kibui. What does Rashi here mean kibui? The answer is, what's the purpose of ner Shabbos? The purpose of ner Shabbos is there should be licht, there should be light when you eat. The light should last as long as possible. You made a bracha. Asher ki deshanu b'mitzvos v'tzvot l'halik ner shel Shabbos. We want there to be light in the home as long as possible to preserve shalom bayis. Mimela, now taking away some of the oil is an isur, not an isur of kibui, of hilchas Shabbos, the lametes melachos. No such thing. You can open up your front door on Shabbos. The time when the boiler goes on, it's much, much later. You take away a drop of oil out of the receptacle. You chayif a kibui of the nair? What are you talking about? You put in enough oil, there's enough oil to go burn for 10 hours. Yeah?
So why does this even come under the banner of muksa? Does it have nothing to do with muksa?
No, because you set, that's exactly, you set, muksa means it has been set aside for something else. It's been pushed out of your mind.
Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa
in general, but where you maktsia biyadayim, where you take an object and you do a maisa, or you make a statement, and you declare that this is pushed away forever and ever, it's pushed away, even Rabbi Shimon agrees to the principle of muksa.
So then why do I need
so now we're entering into territory which we really, which I'm sure in the yeshivas they spend days on, but the Gemara here says a term, and this term is subject to interpretation. And what makes things even more complicated is that the term, the Gemara itself says, there are different gersois as to what the Gemara says. If you read the words at face value, Amalei ein muksa le b'shem ela, shemen shebener, b'shoa shudoylek, at the moment when it is lit, and here come the magical words, hoyel v'huksa le mitzvasai, huksa li isuroi. On the side of the Gemara, it says, sarach lemer v'huksa, Li'isurai, Taisvis Yisharim says change the girsa. So we have over here, if we preserve the girsa.
What do I mean? Huksa Li'isurai. It was Dichui Biyadayim, that's all. What does he have to come on to? That's a word of Huksa Li'isurai.
So you're asking a question. What are the words? You're saying very good. Hey, Chadach Abidam, Aval Islam, Oidilma, Loishna, Amalai, Ein Muksla Bishimen. No, the Gemara doesn't say dicha. That was the Gemara's dilemma. Mahu. The Gemara has shaila. Shaila is ki les leil Rabbi Shimon muksa hecha deloy dachya biyadayim. Hecha the dachya biyadayim islay muksa. Is there muksa? I don't know. So the Gemara has a dilemma. The Gemara doesn't say as a fact that if you indeed push it away automatically, that creates muksa. All the Gemara, that was the Gemara's dilemma. And then the Gemara says, I don't want to hear your dilemma. The only thing I want to say is the following words. And these words are exactly super complex. What do these words mean to say? Do these words sum to acknowledge, yes, these are two examples of dichui biyodayim? Or maybe the Gemara is saying, no, there is no such thing as dichui biyodayim. There's something called muksa machmas isur, muksa machmas mitzvah. Or maybe you need a combination of both of them together. Or maybe the Isser here is not the typical Isser of Kibui Ner Shabbos. The Isser is, if you made a bracha, that there should be licht, there should be light in your home, to extinguish that light is an Avera, even if you can figure out a way that you're not Mechal Shabbos. In other words, if you turn off the lights, because the truth is, it's not Chil Shabbos. The Kibui Deraisa is only when you extinguish a fire to make a pacham, to make a coal. If you extinguish the Ner Shabbos, are you making a coal? No, you're not. You're not making a coal. So that's not the Melocha Deraisa of Kibui. So there is no Isser. There is no Isser in me taking the oil from. What does the Gemara then mean that there's going to be a din of Muksa? The answer is, according to one Mahalik, is in Ner Shabbos, the goal is there should be light. Vayehi or. You've gone so far to make a bracha. If you extinguish this light, even though you extinguish it in such a way where you were not Mechal Shabbos, you were not over in any Yisud Rabbanan, you were not over in any element of Chil Shabbos in the laws of Lamites and Melocha Shabbos, you have done an Isser relating to the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. I've taken the soil, I've set it aside for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is there should be light. If I extinguish this light or do anything, even a grama, to cause the light to go out, that goes against the grain of what this mitzvah is. So Mamela, what you're doing is an isser, not an isser of kibui lamites melachos of Shabbos. You hear the chiddush? Shloim, you hear what I'm saying? Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, let's leave. These words are extremely vague and requires an enormous amount of hesber. And Rashi over here is not really giving much hesber. He's just saying over here, the words, there's a mitzvah l'Shabbos and the iser is kibui. He's not explaining over here what the kibui is, because the pasht is there is no kibui. What kibui is there here? Vaita. The Gemara less like huksel l'mitzvasai. Really? Are you going this over here that there's no din of huksel l'mitzvasai? The Gemara over here, when you continue these lines, the Gemara over here seems like that the combination, you need the combination. Hoyl huksel l'mitzvasai, huksel l'isurai. Really? Is there no din v'letz lehuksel l'mitzvasai? But v'yatayin l'nebraisa sikha b'kilchasa. Let's discuss the law of noi sukkah. If you have a sukkah, and so you go and you put up sukkah kilchasa. The itra, and you decorate your sukkah b'keramim uvisadinin, different sheets, tapestries. Tapestries, as I pronounce it? A tapestry? Not a tapestry, a tapestry. B'keramim, what's a keram? I don't know, different, these are different, that's big date, tzivayinim, shakayinim, whatever. And uvasadinin, sheets hamitsuyarin, which have designs. V'talaba, you hang from the roof, and goizin, nuts, a parsikin, peaches, shkedim, almonds, v'rimanim, pomegranates, v'aparchle shel anavim, clusters of grapes, v'ataros shel shibolin, and ataros means crowns of stalks. Okay, ataros, what's an atara? A crown. I guess it means, I don't know, I guess it's some type of collection of stalks of grain, yenois, wine, shmonim, oils, slosses, flowers, also listavik mehem, you're not allowed to partake from the nois sukkah, ad mutsa yomtif achroin, until the very last day. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though on Shmini Atzeres, there's no din of sukkah, so the mitzvah is over, doesn't matter, because since the bein hashmoshois, going from the seventh day into the eighth day, you have to still be machmir, ben hashmoshes, and that's the moment when muks is triggered. So even though technically speaking, on acharon shel the last day shmini atzeres lecholadeis on simchas Torah, there is no din of sukkah. It doesn't matter since you have refrained from using these things. The ben hashmoshes going into acharon into the last day of shmini atzeres, it remains muksa for the entire shmini atzeres because of the principle migudis katsa ben hashmoshes is now, v'im hisna alehin, but let's see, make a tanai. Let's say that when Sukkot begins,
hello?
Yeah. Let's say when Sukkot begins, you make a tanai. Hakol lefi tanai. If you make a tanai when Sukkot begins, then it all follows your tanai. In other words, you can make a tanai that I do not want it to be muksa. I don't want to get the full status of the decoration. Now, what does it say here? The Gemara is making an assumption that this is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and we learn here that when it comes to Noi Sukkah is Muksa. In fact, the Gemara, whoever told you that the Tan of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, or we might Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara, you know how I know this? Because the Tani, Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef, Kami, Rabbi Yochlan, Ein Noitlin, Eitzim in HaSukkah, B'yamtuf, Elam in HaSchach. You're not allowed to take wood from the sukkah on Yom Tov. Ella min hasamuchla, except from the wood that's samuchla. Now, what do we mean by what is samuchla? So Rashi explains. Look at the Rashi. Im sama chavilos etzim etzel doifna leka iser muksa. The daite ilavei me esma lemishkalinu lemacha delesasar buhu ahla. If you put bundles of wood near the wall of the sukkah, that's not called schach, and because your kavana was to take from this wood to use for fuel to cook food, just because the wood is near the sukkah, you have wood and the wood is near the sukkah, so you may think the wood was meant to be schach, it was meant and but right now it's not resting on the ceiling, it's on the side, it doesn't matter, it was set aside for schach. No, that's not necessarily true. People put wood near the wall of their sukkah, which they plan on using that wood for firewood to make food. Now, so the halacha of here is you're not allowed to. That's according to Tanna Kamma. But Rabbi Shimon, as we just said, is matir. Rabbi Shimon matir. Okay, so that's a side halacha when the person has wood, which he would ordinarily use for schach, and for whatever reason he did not put it on the roof, do we say the wood is still muksa because it was meant for the schach? He just never got around to putting this wood on the ceiling as schach. But since it was meant for the purpose of the ceiling, it's muksa, because the, anything that's meant to be schach, the schach is not permissible. It's the mitzvah. It's muksa, machmas mitzvah. It was meant to be used for the ceiling. He just, for whatever reason, never got around to using it. Rabbi Shimon says no. The wood that you have there on the lying around is only going to be called muksa machmas mitzvah only if you actually put it on the roof. But if you don't put it on the roof, it's not going to be muksa. Now comes the part that we need b'shavim. But even Rabbi Shimon agrees b'sukos hachag b'chag shehi asura. But everyone agrees that b'sukos. So that halacha was only said, I'm sorry, concerning a sukkah. So that was a sukkah that is not a sukkah shal mitzvah. Okay, I'm sorry, that was a sukkah that's not a sukkah shal mitzvah. If it's a sukkah shal mitzvah, if it's not a sukkah shal mitzvah, then it's a question, is it a building material? And it's going to be a din of boine or soiser, or it's muksa for binyan. But it's not attached. This wood is not attached. Yalviya wood, look at the Rashi. Ela ben asamachla. Yalviya, I'm sorry, go back to the previous Rashi.
I'm sorry, I thought it was
positive,
I'm sorry.
Right, that's like, look at the previous Rashi. Be pesach v'yatzeres misukah hasui litzel. We have a sukkah, the first part of the braisa is a sukkah hut that's for shade on Pesach and on Shavuos. V'afilu naflu mishum muksa, the iskatsoi machmas sitiras oihel biyoim toif. So you have over here a hut on Pesach or on Shavuos. It's not a mitzvah and it collapses. You're not allowed to take the wood that was there before to use for the structure. Because migu diskatzoy ben hashmashos iskatzoy lekuli yoima, but ela min hasamuch la. Next Rashi, im sama chavilos etzim etzel doifna leka iser muksa. Why not? The daite ilavei me esma lemishkalendu lemachar deloy sasam hu ahola. So that is what Rabbi Shimon says. Nachmo back to the Gemara. Ela min hasamuch la. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon is so makel, he holds you can even take from the wood of the roof of a hut if it collapses on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Oh, but Bein HaShmashos, the ceiling was attached. The ceiling, the wood was attached to the ceiling. And Bein HaShmashos, it was forbidden because of Soiser Oihel. Yeah, that was Bein HaShmashos. But right now, it came detached because the entire structure collapsed. And Rabbi Shimon does not hold of the principle of muksa. There's no prohibition of nigud diskatzoy. But even Rabbi Shimon agrees, b'sukas hachag b'chag, the sukkah of Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, shehi asura, because of muksa, machmas mitzvah. It was set aside for a mitzvah. Yeah?
Why not Israel? What happened to Israel?
There is no Israel anymore. It collapsed. What happened over here? Everyone, the sukkah, when it was connected on the ceiling, you are correct. Then even Rabbi Shimon holds, you can't take down the schach. That's stiras oil. But what happens on sukkahs? If the sukkah collapses, demolished, and you go out to the backyard, and all you see lying on the ground are twigs, are pieces of wood. So these pieces of wood, currently at this moment, there is no prohibition to pick them up. There is no stira, because the wind, the sukkah was demolished. But there's another issue, that Bein HaShmashos, it was set aside for the mitzvah. And likewise, Bein HaShmashos, at the moment of Bein HaShmashos, you could not take it because of Stiras Oihel. So as far as Stiras Oihel is concerned, that's not a problem. Because Rabbi Shimon does not subscribe to the principle of Muksa. Einachnami, Bein HaShmashos, you could not remove it because of a Molocha Daraisa, but that Molocha Daraisa has gone away. The only issue now, at this moment in time, is to say Migu Diskatzoi. Migu diskatzoy is too weak to operate mishum iser, but it's strong enough to operate mishum mitzvah. Since it was set aside for a mitzvah of sukkah, that continues to operate now, even when the sukkah was demolished. V'shavin b'sukkas chag b'chag shi asura, it's going to be aser. But v'im hisna lecha kol lefi tunoi. And if you make a tanai, if you make a condition, it's gonna be good. So what do we see? We see from here that Rabbi Shimon agrees in principle to the yisoid of muksa machmas mitzvah. So the question over here is, we go back to our original question, that what were the words? The words of the Gemara was hoyel v'huksa l'mitzvasai, huksa l'isurai. And we really did not have clarity what those words mean, but one thing we know for sure, you need to have an element of iser. Mitzvah alone is not sufficient. If mitzvah alone would be sufficient, Rabbi Shimon would hold, you're not allowed to partake from the shemen in the Ner Shel Shabbos, because it was set aside for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shel Shabbos. But Rabbi Shimon didn't say that. Rabbi Shimon says two things. Hoyel v'huksel l'mitzvah, so huksel l'isuroi. Frech the Gemara, why do we need to be concerned with the element of huksel l'isuroi? Huksel l'mitzvah is sufficient. The proof is, look at the schach of a sukkah. There is no iser. There is no iser. The sukkah has collapsed. There is currently no iser. The only problem is mitzvah. And that alone is enough for Rabbi Shimon to say you're not allowed to partake from it even for the remainder of Yom Tov. So why do we need to come on to the iser? Just the muksa, the mitzvah alone should be sufficient. The Gemara says, ke'ein. The answer is, ke'ein shemen shebener karminon. It's not a kasha. When we discussed the shemen shebener, we were not actually discussing the shemen in the ner. The shemen in the ner is muksa just because of mitzvah. We don't need to come on to an element of iser. Why then did we draw from the shemen shebener? Ke'ein. Hoyel ke'ein shemen shebener karminan. Hoyel v'huksa l'mitzvasai, huksa l'isurai, ke'ein. Now what does that mean? This also is a very difficult svara. We need to come on to the holy words of Rashi. Ke'ein shemesh ka'amar, v'loi mishum isur, el mishum mitzvah, to hoyel d'huksa l'mitzvasai, the Shabbos, huksa l'chol zman isur, d'lei kasai. So Rashi throws in a monkey wrench, and Rashi adds the word zman. Rashi learns the zman iser delay kosai viloy yoiser the ein mitzvasai ella bishad delay kosai umishikova ein boy mitzvah avol besukas achag mitzvasa kol shiva vuktsasa kol zman mitzvasas noira v'oyim. What he says over here, we're making a chilik between this beautiful summary of the sugya of Rabbi Shimon. Noi sukkah is 24/7. From the moment Sukkot begins until Sukkot is over, every single moment those items are meant to be in the sukkah, to beautify the sukkah, whether you're awake, whether you're sleeping, it's a din. There's no end to the mitzvah. The mitzvah continues all 7 days.
Unless you made it tonight.
Correct. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, you light Ner Shabbos, the oil is only, the mitzvah is only at the moment when the candles are lit. If the candle goes out, the mitzvah is over. There is no longer a zman of mitzvah. If there's no longer a mitzvah, then the din muksa goes away. So when we said, when Rabbi Shimon said the words hoyel v'huksa l'mitzvah, say huksa l'isurai, the word huksa l'isurai is a modifier of the mitzvah. When is there a mitzvah? The mitzvah is only during the Rashi. Rashi is saying incredible chidushim. Rashi is really pushing things around here. If not for the words of Rashi, the Gemara is very, very difficult, and you can be certain that the other Rishonim have a very different understanding of this Gemara. Rashi is saying that when it says hoyel huksa l'mitzvah, huksa l'isuroi, isuroi means, it's a modifier, when is the zman of the mitzvah? During the zman isur delay kosai. When a fire is burning, you're not allowed, it is forbidden to extinguish the fire while it's going. But when the fire goes out, then there's no potential anymore for for an Isser. So when that happens, now the oil no longer is muksa, there's no longer a mitzvah. Oh, there's no longer a mitzvah, so then it's like you made a tanai almost. So then that you, it's like you make a tanai that I only want it to be also during a certain period of time. So now the mitzvah is over, oh, so it's no longer muksa. Now translate that principle with regard to the noi sukkah. Noi sukkah does not expire at 11 o'clock at night when you go to sleep in your bed indoors, even though you're really supposed to sleep in the sukkah. It doesn't expire. The mitzvah of sukkah endures 24/7, all the way to the end. In the Mela, there is no zman when the mitzvah comes to an end. In the Mela, it's going to be muksa the entire 7 days. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskana.
Yeah. So
the vayta. Next halacha. Omar idmar nami. Amar Chiya bar Abba. Amar Yochanan ein muksa l'Rishim ela ke'ein. We're adding in this word now, ke'ein shemen shebener, b'shoshu doylek, when it's doylek, that's the zman of the Yisrael, hoyel, v'huksa l'mitzvasai, huksa l'isurai, with the parish of Rashi, that the huksa l'isurai is a modifier of the word huksa l'mitzvasai. Av Rabbi Yehuda, m'shmuel, ein muksa l'rishim ela, giroi grois, u'tzmoikin b'lvat. He disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, m'shmuel, z'nayadin, he holds. Even when it comes to noi sukkah, he holds no such thing. Only when it comes to grey grapes, dried figs, tzimakim, raisins, bilvat. Umidi achen. In fact, in other words, what's the difference of these things? When you put a fig on the roof, immediately after the sun begins to spread to shine upon the dried fig, the figs and the grapes, it's no longer edible. It's no longer consumable. It's immediately damaged. So when a person puts yumaktsia midaitoi, not just because in your mind, a frame of mind, it's no longer fit, much deeper, it's not even edible. You have done a maisa that is irreversible. Okay, it's irreversible. Shlomi, what are you doing? What are you doing there, Shlomi? Let me see. Shlomi, what are you doing? I can't hear you. You're muted. What's going on over there? I hear a lot of activity. Show us the video. Are you talking to me or are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to me? I can't hear a word you're saying because you're muted. So you're not talking to me. What?
That's not me. I heard banging of dishes, a clanging. It's not in my house.
But what are you doing? What are you looking at? You Gemara?
Gemara.
Okay, Achoyshe B'Ksherim. Achoyshe B'Ksherim, Loike B'Gufay. Vaita. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmael, Eim, Muxel, 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 Eim, Muxel. And guess what? You have extra figs. The hell lagag. And you take the figs to the roof, last size mem Gregor's dried figs. Ba novim. You're eating grapes. The hoise have left over hell lagag last size mem simokim raisins. Lo yoichal. Don't eat them ad shayazmin. Don't eat them ad shayazin. What do we mean over here? Ad shayazmin. Until they're ready. Okay, the word yasmin over here, what is a good translation? What do you have here in your page over there in the article? What it means, ad she yasmin, until they are prepared. What?
Designates them for use.
Meaning that they're fully ripened and they're fully dry. Okay, they have to be fully...
It's honestly designated to use for Shabbos.
Unless you designate them the Shabbos, or unless you make a decision. Yazim means you designate them. You go to the roof the following Friday or a month later, and you then go and you take the figs out off the roof. Oh, they're ready to go. I'm going to eat this for dessert. But until that moment in time, these dried figs and these grapes are automatically muksa. Vaita. Ad Shayazmin. Until... When it comes to peaches, v'chavushin, quinces, uv'shor kol mini peiros, other fruits. Now, wait a minute, that's the kasha. We just finished saying that the only time Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's something called mux, only when it comes to two things. Giroi grois, vitzimoikin. And here it says, applies to more things. Mani ilim, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? Of course. Rabbi Yehuda is so machmir. Rabbi Yehuda, don't touch the merchandise. Rabbi Yehuda holds mux applies across the board. Mani. It's too simplistic to suggest that the author of this statement is Rabbi Yehuda. And yet, it says, even when it comes to shor, mine peiros. The Gemara says, no. And when it comes to food, there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Kasal gedet chamin. Kevim the geachal v'ozel loyli boy hazmana. Kamash mula. No, that you may make a mistake. I think when it comes to food, a person never ever puts his mind away from food. How many times has it happened? You probably don't have this problem because Baruch Hashem, you're married. But when you're a bachar, you know you'll get lazy. You don't go to the store to buy food. You don't have money to buy food. And then you look at the freezer and there's food there. You never in your wildest dreams thought you would eat this. But when there's nothing else to eat, you never in your wildest dreams imagined you would eat this food. It's been frozen here in the freezer from 6 months ago. 6 months ago, who wants to eat it now? But when you're hungry, you do desperate things. So just because you put this stuff on the roof, I put the figs and the grapes on the roof to dry out. Listen, I'm hungry. I don't care it's on the roof. It's not yet ready to go.
Raisins.
What?
It's raisins.
Yeah, but it's in the middle. Raisins are only when it's complete, but when it's in an intermediary state in between the grape and the raisin. Between a rock and a hard place. Okay, so it's not proper yet. I would think that a person never ever makes food muksa in his mind. That is why it is necessary that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there is a general rule of muksa, muksa machmas iser, muksa machmas mius, muksa machmas mitzvah, muksa machmas, you name it. But food? Never. Never. Kamash mulan, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in principle that if you have food and you set it aside, you push it away, even all types of food, even quinces and peaches, and you name it, whatever you can find in the food store, I don't even know how to pronounce all of these things. So what it look like? There is gonna be a din of muksa. Unbelievable halacha. Kamash on kevin sin sochel nagag liel Rabbi Yehuda v'ayichel itzrichalei. Because salad, I mean, I might think since the since you're eating it, it's a food you always eat. Loyal boy has mana. You do not need to redesignate the food for consumption erev Shabbos, even if you don't make any designation, automatically it's going to be fit for food. Kamash malon kevin din legag asuchi asre ledaitei minayu. Once you put it on the roof, you've set it aside, and you're not planning on eating it. And indeed, it's going to be muksa. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Vaita boy minay. It's going to be muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda needs to tell us that. Nusogim. Boy minay, Rabbi Shimon pause berbara, me Rabbi patzili tamra, Rabbi Shimon mai. What is patzili's tamra? This is the barvustu sugya of the patzili tamra. Remember the sugya from yeshiva days? Remember this? Remember the sugya? Remember this? This is like the korkovan, the halakha korkovan. Tamarim hanilkatim kodim mishulam mikoins nestam besalim shaisim mi lulavim and vachain mispashlis mealehen. These are dates that are harvested prematurely and you put them in wicker baskets made from lulavim and you let them dry in the sun until they're fully ripened. So mahu. Now this is not the same degree of setting aside like when you put a date on a roof. That's what they're doing now in Corona quarantine. People are dating on the roof. They're dating in the backyard. They're dating on the roof. So when you take a date and you go up to the roof, that is the real muksal, Rabbi Shimon. But this is not the same intensity when you take the date and you put the date in a basket. Patzile tamara Rabbi Shimon mao. Amalei ein muksal Rabbi Shimon ela gregres v'tzimokim bilvad. Nope, this is not called muksa. You have to put it on the roof. Meaning, Rashi says, d'ikatarte. Number one, you did a maisa. Okay, so we went back and you did a maisa. Number two, it's not fit for consumption in the intermediary state. Whereas these dates that you put in the basket, they are fit for consumption in the intermediary state. Good? Vaitam. The Rebbe. Frank the Gemara, now the Rebbe, less than muksa. Now we're going back to the previous sugya. Okay, we're going back over here, the previous sugya. The fact that we only asked this question, Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, who holds of muksa, so it's mashma, that according to the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, these dates in the basket are not muksa. We had a dilemma. What would Rabbi Shimon say in this case? But according to the Tanakhama, for sure they're not going to be muksa. Really? The Rebbe, less like muksa, we are telling the Mishnah, ein mashkin v'shoichatin es ha-madborios, avol mashkin v'shoichatin es ha-baitos. Before you shecht an animal, what do you do? What do you do? You give the animal water to drink. Why do you do that? Because there are no sirchos. When you give an animal water, there are two reasons. Number one, it's much easier to flay the skin on an animal that has had a good drink of water before it was killed. It makes it easier to flay the skin. Number two, modern times, I don't know if this is time of Gemara, when you give it to drink, there are less sirchos. This the difference between glat and beis yosef, or ordinary and beis yosef. Beis yosef animal, you know how much you can sell for? You know how much it goes in the market? To make a killing, it's worth it to buy some Poland spring water and give it a nice, delicious cup of water before it dies. What it costs for the Poland spring water is a fraction of how much more you can charge by claiming that it's beis yosef glat. So you're not allowed to give to drink and to slaughter, estam et barrios, the wild, the wild chai animals. Why not? Why are you not allowed to do this? Avo mashkin, we'll see. Avo mashkin v'shechnes abaitois, it means the domesticated animals. V'tanya, now the Gemara is going to explain in one moment exactly what's the law. This is telling the Brayos, Elohim amid barrios, kol sheyoytas v'pesach v'nechnasas b'rivia. Any animal that leaves your home, Pesach, and it comes back, b'rivia. B'rivia means the first rain season. B'rivia is mar cheshvain. Mar cheshvain is called the revia. Yoyre umalkosh. Yoyre comes from the word revia. Revia, your revia is the first rain is in chodesh mar cheshvain. Baitois, what are the baitois? The baitois are the domestic. I'm called shiotis b'royos chutz l'tchum u'boyos v'lones b'soichatchum. The baitois are animals that never run away from home. They go and they pasture outside the tchum, but at night they come back every single night. Now the Omar, Rabbi Omer, Elu v'Elu Baitois, same. Both of these categories called Baitois. V'Elu chen b'Barios Kol Shirois b'Afar, the meadow. Any animal that pastures in the meadow, which means far, far away, V'Ein Nichnasas Liyishuv Loi B'Masacham V'Loi B'Masacham, they don't come back ever. And the other ones, the ones that do come back, are called the. Now what is the issue? What's the issue over here of not being permitted to water these animals? So again, the reason, only reason Rashi over here says is the watering is to make it easy to flay the skin. So what is the kasha? The kasha is you're not allowed to do this on Yom Tov because these animals are muksa. Let's clarify this. An animal that is a midborios, it went to pasture far, far away in another country, in another civilization. When Yom Tov began, it was huksa midaitoi. It was not in your mind the reality, the possibility that I'll be able to find one of these animals and shecht and eat its meat. Because from my frame of mind, this animal, it ran away, Pesach, it's not coming back until It's not coming back until Sukkot, whatever it is. Or they don't pass, they don't come back and come back and sleep in the Trum. I know that these animals exist, but I am miyayesh from seeing them anytime soon, because the nature of these animals is to go to a very great distance. So in other words, in my frame of mind, they have been set aside. They've been pushed away. Now, I didn't do a maisa of pushing them away, but according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and according to Rabbi Yehuda, muksa does not demand for you to be actively involved in pushing something away. Muksa is a state of mind. It's a state of mind, a passive state of mind. Just knowing that these creatures are out of reach automatically establishes them to be in the category of muksa, which means if Bein Hashmashah is, this was the situation, Migudis Katsoyla Bein Hashmashah is Katsoyla Kulu Yoyma. And if I happen to discover them on Yom Tov, I cannot take them and use it for food. It is forbidden. The Einich Nas Lich of Loyma Tachama Lich of Shama. So what do we see here? We see here clear that in a frame of mind when something is set aside, it's muksa. So too, when it comes to the sugya, the patzilei tomorrow, you'll remember this for the rest of your life. The sugya of the patzilei tomorrow, the dates that have been put into a basket of lulavim, even though they're edible, but they're no different than the animals. An animal is always edible, you just have to shecht it. But in my frame of mind, the animal is not going to be around for a very long period of time. So too, the dates in this past, the Basil tomorrow, in my frame of mind, are not meant to be eaten. Therefore, they should be muksa. So we see here that there's a din of muksa, even according to the Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why is the words of the Braisa misleading, giving us the impression that the only one that holds is something called muksa is Rabbi Shimon, because he did a maisa by pushing it away, and not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also holds a principle called muksa when you push something away. So the Gemara is not a kasha. One answer is, of course, we apologize to you. Of course, we'll give you a stimulus check in the mail. Nothing to worry about. We never meant to insult you, poor creature. Of course, according to the Rabbanon, the same called Muksa. Our dilemma was, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanon, Avada. Muksa is a frame of mind, so the patzilei tomorrow are muksa no less than the animals are muksa. The dilemma was, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon only says when it comes to goyim tzimayim, he never told us halach when it comes to the patzilei tomorrow. V'ibay say another answer. V'ibay say machani nami goyim tzimayim dami. V'ibay say ledvara of Rabbi Shimon kamalei v'lei lo svirle. In other words, we are v'leilei sfirulei in a chanami. Our statement is indeed misleading. Our statement gives you the impression that there is no din muksa, there is no muksa. And the only dilemma is, what about the patzilei tomorrow? Because we're playing devil's advocate. We don't hold of Rabbi Shimon. We hold his muksa across the board. But we say, according to you, we're putting words in your mouth. According to you, Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold of muksa, only by Gregorius and Simoikim, what would you say in this particular case? Okay, very easy answer. So you might say, Leslie muksa klau. Lidit who? According to you, Oidulu mios tehecha dioitis of Pesach of the class, Brevia the Brevia. Maybe by saying that Rabbi Shimon Kamar, according to Rabbi Shimon, v'lei lo sfirulei, he's speaking to the words of Rabbi Shimon, v'lei lo sfirulei. The boy is saying, third answer. Okay, now third answer. The boy is saying, ledevrem drabanan kamar luhu. The third answer is that in this brisa that says that there's a din of muksa by animals, ein achinami. The Rabbanon hold there is no such thing as muksa by animals, and there's no such thing as muksa by the patzilei tomorrow. What was the lamnis? We had this earlier in Amud Aleph. The reason why we can say it, because when it comes to food, you never maktzia daitoi. If you find on Yom Tov an animal that you never thought in your wildest dreams you would discover on Yom Tov, we don't say, oh, but by Bein HaShmoshos, you were in a state of being where in your mind it was not possible for you to have this animal, so the animal is Muksa. Excuse me? Whoever told you that? Whoever told you what's going on in my mind? In my mind, I'm always thinking about food. Food is food. Food. People are always hungry for food. So Rabbi Shimon has a problem. Because Rabbi Shimon, he explicitly said, there's something called Gregos Vitzimoykim, you got to do a Maisa. So the Gemara over here is revealing to us the incredible lumdus. We are brainwashed. We are misled to believe that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is throughout Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and Rabbi Shimon is mekel. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a din of muksa, and Rabbi Shimon is mekel. There's no muksa. It's a Shabbos din. No such thing. It's the chumras and the kulois of muksa are just natural outgrowths of a understanding of the technicalities of muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds muksa is a state of being. Rabbi Shimon holds muksa involves a maisa. It's not in the mind. You have to trigger muksa biyodayim. It's not a matter of Shabbos, muksa, non-muksa, v'daber davar, mimoytzi chefsecha. No. There's a technical, cold, litvisha mahalich in muksa. Rabbi Yishimin says, in order to qualify for the muksa, like it's a bris kasvara, you gotta do a maisa biyodayim. Were you maksia midaito? Were you not maksia midaito? Animals, were you maksia the animals midaito? No. The raisins, were you? Yeah. The patsile tamara, that's the shayla. Were you a maksia? You did a maisa, you put it in the basket. Rabbi Yehuda says, muksa is totally in a state of being. Memela, what will then come out to be is that when it comes to being in a state of being, food, you're never in a state of being to be maksia daitai from food. Even if you did a maisa. Even if you do a maisa, who says your maisa that you do, just because I did a maisa, who says that maisa, my actions, take away my frame of mind? Rabbi Shimon says, no, a maisa is what counts. So the third answer really touches upon that mahalach. Vibay Zema. The third end is L'Devarim D'Rabbanu Kamaluhu, Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa that talks about the animals, he's speaking to the Rabbanim. L'Didi Lesli Muksa Klal. I hold there's no Muksa, period. Never. Because I never did a Maisa. L'Didchu, but according to you, Oidili Mios, Tehecha Dioitzas, Bepesach, Venachnas, Berevia, the Berevia, you hold it's a state of being. So in your mind, you had no Kavana to eat these animals. Dioitzas, Bepesach, Venachnas, Berevia, the Baisa is Ninu. That these should be muksa, and you should not be allowed to eat it. Rabban Amaluhu, lo, these are not enochinami. We talk, agree with you. We agree with you. That these should not be muksa, because these animals, they come back home, and therefore it should be in the state of mind like baisois, domesticated animals, which are not muksa. No. This itaka is a state of mind, and since these animals are taka, they never come home. We had no kavana, and indeed they're going to be muk. They are going to be muks. Okay. So the Gemara's maskava here is we have three different answers. We have here basically a contradiction. The Gemara wants to make a contradiction, suggest there is a contradiction in the nuance of language between the sugya of the patsile tamara verse the midborios and the baitois, and the Gemara gives three answers. The answer number one is you're making a mistake. The implication that you're making is not true. And answer two and three is lidivreim ko'omar luhu. Either it's going to be the brice of the patsile tomorrow. We're going to use that principle of lidivreim ko'omar luhu in the favor of the Rabbanon against Rabbi Shimon, or we're going to do the way around. In the Brayos of the Midbaros and the Baitos, we're going to use the principle of Ledevrem Kamar, putting those words in Rabbi Shimon and using it against the Rabbanon. Okay, next sugya, quickly.
Bottom line is no raya.
No raya. The two are not connected.
No raya that he holds that way. Yes.
Two are not connected whatsoever. Okay, two, three more minutes. Vait Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, they said halacha, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, they said the following statement. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos. You, whatever you want, there's no din muksa. Frag me, Rabbi Yochanan, Hachiva, Boy Mineir, Ahu, Saba, Kariua. Okay, there was a Kariua, the Amule, Sariua, Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Saba. A Saba, what do these words mean? A Saba Kariua, and some say a Saba Karoya, Karoya, the Amrila was a Saba Saroya. What's the difference between these two terms? These are cities, these are locations. There was an elderly person who came from the city of Karyoa.
Karuyan and Saruyan.
Okay, so these are two different cities. Rabbi Yochanan, Kino shel tarnegoles mal letutulu b'shabes, a nest of a rooster, a tarnegoles a hen. I'm sorry, a tarnegoles a hen. A tarnegoles a hen. Are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Amar le klum osu el letarnegoilin. Of course, it's osur. It's only meant for the chickens, for the hens. Mimela, man has no business with this. It's been set aside for another use, not for your purpose. Mimela, it's muksa. Oh, so what do we see? So we see that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, that there's something called muksa. Because if he says the halacha, there's like Rabbi Shimon, then there's no such thing as muksa. Because you did not do a maisa biyodayim. It's not like Ner Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds Muksa in two Lamaskana. From what we learned the last 2 days, Rabbi Shimon only holds of Muksa where it's Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, or you did a Maisa Biyodayim like Groy Groy Svitzimoykin. Along come, but let's say you did not do a Maisa Biyodayim, and there is no Mitzvah, then according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter. So a nest of a hen, there is no mitzvah, and you did not do a ma'isa b'yodayim, would be permitted. And Rabbi Yochanan says we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And yet Rabbi Yochanan said that the nest of the rooster is muksa. So the Mar Hacham Ayaskin and the Islay Efroyach Meis. Oh, it's a bosses. This nest is not just a nest. In the nest is an Efroyach Meis. Oh, but what are you talking about? Just because an Efroyach Meis, Rabbi Shimon holds, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no such thing as muksa unless it's muksa machmas mitzvah, or you did maisa biyodayim in a froyach meis is not muksa, unless you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon agrees there is muksa by a froyach meis. Hinich l'man a naya din muksa. What's a din muksa? Muksa machmas mius. What does Rashi say? Why is it going to be aser? He writes over here. Kolemar bebriim shemesu shasum shapik mitaritz lebeshimin lebeshimin gufei loychazi lekam, because there is such a thing even according to, it's not machmas mius. That's not the issue. It's basically noilat. That's really what it boils down to, according to Rashi. A living creature that was not sick, Erev Shabbos, you had absolutely no kavana to feed it to a dog. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you do find something that was so far away in your mind from having the possibility to use on Shabbos, even he agrees there's something called muksa. So that's the case. The case in this nest, there's an Efroyach Meis. Even if Shimon agrees, that would be muksa.
I thought of Shimon says you had to do something.
What the Gemara is now coming to teach us, there's a third darga of muksa afilu l'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon clearly holds of muksa machmas mitzvah ke'ein shner Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon clearly holds muksa by tzendgregroy svitzi moikim. We did a maisa biyodayim, a dichui biyodayim. And now the Gemara has a dilemma. Does he also hold the din of muksa where it's huksa midaitoi? It's not biodayim, it's midaitoi, but midaitoi to the extreme. How is it midaitoi to the extreme? Because when it was Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, it was alive and well, it was not sick, you had no thought in your mind that you'd be able to feed this to a dog. And then it dies on Shabbos, something crazy happens. Kamash Malon, in this case, Rabbi Shimon also agrees to Muksa. This can be a third exception. Oh, so now we have this, the Rabbi Yochanan is not a stira. They asked the Mishailah, are you allowed to move the nest of a bird on Shabbos? He paskin no. What do you mean he paskin no? He passed like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't love Muksa. This type of Muksa he holds off. So the stira has been reinstated. We have a stira between the shita. Rabbi Yochanan is an internal contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Shimon. There's no muksa, and Rabbi Yochanan himself says that you're allowed to be that you're not allowed to be metaltel the nest. And for the Gemara, Mayaskinan, the Islay Beitza, there's an egg. The Gemara says, oh, Amar Nachman man the Islay Muksa, the words Noilad. The egg was laid on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon agrees to this type of Muksa, third Muksa. Not so fast. But if you Amar Nachman man the Islay Muksa, Islay Noilad, Blessly Muksa, Blessly Noilad, the Gemara says, the Islay Beitzas Efroyach. The Gemara says it's a unique case, and there is a beitza of an egg of an efroyach of a chick. The kelav le'ochala mishum klipa. So we're going over here a new type of muksa that even Rabbi Shimon agrees to. And what is that? Let's clarify the beitza of an efroyach, the egg of a chick, which is not royal achilas adam, and not for dogs. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you're not allowed to be metalkal such an egg. If the egg would be fit for an egg of not of an efroyach is a chick, an egg of another creature, where a dog, where it would be fit for consumption. Over here in the parish, there's no Rashi on this. Rashi says this over here on the side says ain't royal achilas adam for nobody. It's not right for nothing. Muksa, so in other words, Rabbi Shimon does agree to such a principle. There is an exception where it's muksa machmas atzma, where it has absolutely no function whatsoever. If you know, and we're learning over here on your site, that in order for something not to be muksa, Rabbi Shimon, there must be utility. There must be function, utility, usage.
You don't do that.
It's not the right size. This type of thing, there's a beitzas efroyach, has absolutely no function. It has no function, period. It's like a stone, like you
I'm
said.
It's even less than a stone.
Right.
A stone could be
exactly. So therefore, lemaskarna, we have to stop over here. Lemaskarna, turns out lemaskarna, we have, according to Rabbi Shimon, lemaskarna, at this point, three different categories of muksa. There is muksa machmas mitzvah, bezman the mitzvah. For example, the nois sukkah, the entire sukkahs, or the shemen shel ner b'shas hadlaka, only b'shas hadlaka is in the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah comes to an end, then it becomes mutter. And then we have the principle of muks Rabbi Shimon of maise b'yadayim, d'chia b'yadayim, g'roi g'roi svitzi moikin. And then you have a dilemma, what would he say about the case of the Petzile tomorrow? And then there's a third type of muksa, stone. Basically, even Rabbi Shimon agrees in principle.
Isn't that a muksa machmas kufa?
That's exactly what it's called. Muksa machmas kufa means a stone. That's absolutely no function. So the maskana, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, there are three... Machmaskuva. There are three categories of muksa lefi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda has more. He has things which have function, have purpose, but in your mind, you've set them aside. Animals. Animals roaming out on the street on Yom Tov. Even though, and you never expected to find this animal. In your mind, was said, it's according to the Rabban, it's going to be muksa. Yeah, muksa machmas chasorin kis, muksa machmas isur. If this utensil, the principle of migudis katsoy, only is true according to the sheet of the Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon. So we do have, we have fundamental differences, but at least we've gone through Rabbi Shimon. We have to stop over here. Okay, Mitzvah, tomorrow we'll continue. Have a good night. Thank you very much for learning with me. If not for you learning with me, I'd go out of my mind. I wouldn't know what I would do. I'm Amish the whole day. I'd be going out of my mind. So thank you very much. I owe you tremendous yeshar koyach. So Aristan, your bed is never made. So it means you never sleep. You never sleep. Every time I look at the background.
First of all, this used to be my bed. Now I'm back to my regular bed.
I thought this was your bed, and the bed is always the same. That means that you never sleep. You learn the whole 24/7, continuously. A malach elokim tzvokas, the tano eloki.
I prepare my bed for learning.
You prepare your bed for learning. Mita mutzas ner dolok. It's a ner dolok, a mita mutzas, and a shulchan aruch. The three things you need in life. It doesn't say you need to be married, though. Okay, have a nice day. Good night. Is it day or night?
Nice.
Now, what is it now? Is it night or day? Is it today Thursday or Monday, Sunday?
Doesn't matter.
I feel like time is all the same.
Morning, what? The morning, 3 in the afternoon is the same.
It's all the same, right? I have to go to a conference call in 10 minutes. I have to find something what to say. All right, Zeigesund.